You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Damage surveys are underway to find the strength and distance tornadoes may have traveled through parts of Wisconsin Wednesday afternoon. In Iowa and Dodge counties, teams were out early Thursday morning looking at spots where videos and pictures of a twister were taken from. The National Weather Service reports mainly tree damage seen so far as they are trying to track down where they may have hit in fields. The National Weather Service says they are trying to move as fast as possible to try and investigate the entire area. Reports of tornadoes came in from at least seven different towns between noon and four. Wautoma and areas of the Fox Valley also experienced significant flash flooding with cars submerged. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation to expand access to mental health care for farmers. According to a press release, the proposed bill seeks to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The network connects agricultural workers to mental health resources and services like stress assistance programs. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire additional staff and address varying needs among different farming populations. A federal court ruling found Wisconsin must stop denying unemployment insurance to applicants who are also receiving Social Security disability insurance. The court ruled that a 12-year-old state law that banned unemployment insurance for Social Security disability insurance recipients unlawfully discriminates against people with disabilities. The law was signed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013 and argued that people receiving assistance from both programs were double-dipping and potentially even committing fraud. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation to restore nearly $2 million in funding for the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The funding was removed from the new state budget by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. Governor Tony Evers strongly criticized that decision, which would force two short-term housing facilities in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close in September without the additional funding in this new legislation. The program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. Wisconsin has joined another multi-state coalition in a lawsuit against efforts by the Trump administration to withhold federal funding. The new lawsuit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated the Building Resilient Infrastructures and Communities program. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority in shutting the program down without congressional authorization. The grant program aimed to improve infrastructure in communities across the state to prepare for natural disasters. The National High School Rodeo Finals in Rock Springs, Wyoming, Wednesday was a busy day for cowboys and cowgirls from across the U.S. In Wednesday performances in barrel racing, Callie Parrish of Laval placed 33rd with a time of 27.953 in the morning, and in the evening performance, she placed 26th with a time of 22.49. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr of Mondovi tied for 6th with a score of 209, and in the evening performance, he placed 14th with a score of 62. In the morning performance of pole bending, Evelyn Taylor of Lancaster placed 11th with a time of 22.008. In rein cowhorse, Tyler Parr was in a three-way tie for 12th with a score of 278. In the evening performance of girls cutting, Kaylee Check of Toma placed 19th with a score of 186. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center is hosting the second annual Celebration of Life event in Edgerton Saturday for patients who received a stem cell transplant or CAR T-cell therapy. Often these therapies are needed after a patient's cancer is unresponsive to other treatments like chemotherapy. The Celebration of Life event will be held Saturday from 11 to 2 at Coachman's Golf Resort in Edgerton. It will bring together providers and staff from the UW-Health Stem Cell Transplant and Cellular Therapy Program to honor transplant recipients, donors, and their caregivers for an opportunity to connect and share stories. Guests will receive a catered brunch, ice cream, and can take pictures with Bucky Badger. The UW-Health Carbone Cancer Center is a recipient each year of research funding from GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to teach and certify basic hunter education students and teach hunters of all experience levels practical outdoor skills. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the state. Hunter education has a strong history in Wisconsin. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteers have educated hunters in the state, certifying more than 1 million hunters. The program has also contributed to a significant decrease in hunting safety incidents. Basic hunter education is a firearm safety class that is required by law for anyone who intends to hunt independently. A statewide corps of about 4,000 volunteer hunter safety instructors to teach the standardized, internationally approved curriculum and administer the written and practical exams required for certification are required. Volunteers must be certified to teach basic hunter education by apprenticing with an existing group of hunter education instructors or attending a staff-led mini-academy that takes volunteers through each lesson that instructors are expected to teach at a basic hunter safety class. Instructors must also pass an exam based on the DNR's Hunter Education Policy and Procedure Manual. Once certified, volunteer hunter education instructors should teach at least one class and attend an instructor recertification workshop every 3 years. The Learn to Hunt program requires at least 4 hours of pre-hunt instruction to participants, and program volunteers must have at least 5 years of experience hunting the target species. For more information about becoming a volunteer instructor or applying, visit the DNR website. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Your baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a 3-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a 3-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In 2009, Joaquin Phoenix acted really strange on an episode of The Late Show with David Letterman. The Gladiator actor appeared on the same stage in the same theater on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday and discussed his Letterman appearance, saying he deeply regretted it. During his previous Late Show appearance, Phoenix says he was parodying a character he was playing in a film that was about to be released at the time called I'm Still Here, a mockumentary about Phoenix leaving acting to become a hip-hop artist. Phoenix wore a dark suit and sunglasses and said little. He told Colbert he was hoping Dave would lacerate him after informing the Late Show staff that was how he was going to appear for the interview. In hindsight, it was a disaster. The Oscar-winning Phoenix called the interview and the entire experience a disaster and uncomfortable. I remember that night, and he's putting it mildly. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynnie P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they liked to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up. But it's true. I Know What You Did Last Summer leads the way of new releases this coming weekend. If you're in the mood for nostalgia, you can bring the kids, who might enjoy an updated take on one of your favorite thrillers from the mid-90s. The film will provide a nice bridge between Superman and the next big expected blockbuster release when Fantastic Four drops next week. I Know What You Did Last Summer is pulling in not so terrible for a teen thriller movie 50-ish on Rotten Tomatoes. There are already some good family films out there like How to Train Your Dragon and Lilo and Stitch, and you might want to take a look, as this week's new release on the family front is The Smurfs, and only drawing 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. A24's Eddington also hits theaters this weekend. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal as a sheriff and mayor who face off in a small town in New Mexico. The film is nabbing a 67% on Rotten Tomatoes and might be worth a look based on cast alone. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 76. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, mainly after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Still a shower or storm hanging around Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs near 80. Right now, it's 57.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.